morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. Pleasant morning to everybody. It's about 10 after 9, 77 degrees. I have a guest over across the way. It is the lovely and talented Miss Donna Reaver. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
I am so glad to see you. All right, first thing I'm going to ask, I'm going to hit you with it. What's next year's play? Do we know yet?
Don't know. The new band and chorus director will be in starting tomorrow. So I've been in touch with her through email, but we don't know. That has not been said yet.
Are you going to be involved?
Well, I would like to be, but that remains to be seen. It will be a musical next year.
Because it seems like the band and chorus, they take turns, right?
Correct.
With a drama or comedy, usually.
Right.
And then a musical, right?
Yes, every other year.
Which one do you have? What do you have in mind?
I have nothing in mind.
Really?
I mean, no, I really don't. That
no
musical.
Suggestion?
Well, you know, I'm open for any of it. I'm game.
Producers. Yeah. Could you do the Producers?
I don't know.
That probably cost a lot of money.
Probably. You know, that's the thing. The residuals are what you pay for, and you have to be very careful with stuff like that.
The Producers might also be a little dirty.
Well. We don't want anything like that.
Do you cleanse them?
I have been known to edit, yes.
I'm asking her stuff that we're not even planning on talking about. She's what a trooper. I appreciate that, Donna. Thank you very much. I'm going to probably ask more stuff like that over the course of the
morning.
That's
fine.
You are here for an outstanding purpose, though, aren't you? Tell me what's going on.
Well, I just want people to know what we have going on at First United Methodist Church. Right now, we are actually collecting school supplies, and we'll put them in a backpack for students and do a backpack giveaway on August the 6th. Last year we served 215 children.
How long have you done this?
This is the third year for this.
Okay, so how many did you go the first year, you think?
Boy, I don't know. It was a new experience for us, and of course, record keeping was on the back burner for us.
Yeah,
so
you were just trying to make sure you got through, right?
Exactly. So we've become a little more efficient with that in the last couple of years. So,
tell me a little bit about the backpack giveaway. What brought that to mind? How'd that get started? Will it be for just grade school kids, high school kids, or college kids?
Well, it actually started with another church here in town, and I'm sure that, it's pricey to do that kind of stuff. So they actually gave it up, and I, working at the high school, see that need.
Yeah. What do you see? Tell me a little bit about some of the needs that you see working at the high school.
Well,
you see kids that are having to carry a slew of books or
Well,
something?
They have a lot of books, but, you know, a lot of kids don't have the monetary means to get a lot of that stuff, and I know they've got siblings in the grade schools, lower grades. It's expensive to get a student enrolled in school,
and to get them prepared.
Sure, to buy all that stuff. So, you know, I know for a fact one of the schools wants their kids to have 5 boxes of crayons in their backpack. Well,
is that all grades?
No, but it's a fact that if you have multiple children, you know, that can get a little pricey.
I don't know which school it is, and I'm not asking you which school it is, but are they somebody who wants 5 sets of crayons? Are they planning on like serving them for break time? I mean, is this going to be part of the food?
No.
Part of the food service?
Well. No, I'm satisfied that the health department would not allow that. But you know, I just
are the kids sharpening their
maybe
crayons?
Maybe they're chewing on them. I don't have any idea.
Sharpening
but
the crayons with their teeth. Just
have a crayon fight. I don't know.
I'll tell you, little Susie, my crayon isn't nearly sharp enough. Let me chew on this. Oh, that's much better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sure the teachers want to have reserve because there's always that potential for those going home and not coming back.
Oh, I guess so.
You know, if they've got projects to do in the evening and that kind of stuff. And so they want to have those in the classroom when they get ready to do.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. What are some of the, you said, you mentioned for example, the five boxes of crayons that one school would like folks to have? You got every school wants kids to have the crayons.
Crayons, glue. I mean, some of them want them to have.
What's the preferred glue?
They prefer the glue sticks.
Oh, really?
You know, we don't have the old-fashioned kind of paste like when we were kids.
Speaking of eating.
Exactly. I told somebody that the other day, and they're like, no way.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, it smelled like peppermint. I loved it, you know? So when they do an autopsy on me, they'll find this lot of glue in there.
Speaking of good eating. Well, so they ask you for glue sticks.
We have, and they want like 10 glue sticks for each student. So, you know, it's
small ones,
yes,
like chapstick type of
yes,
thing?
Yes, yes. Oh, okay. Which is not a lot.
I didn't know. Because, I know how long it lasts.
When you've got that first grader sitting there and they're smearing that glue on there, I mean, they don't realize it just takes a little bit. You know, if a little's good, a lot's better, you know, when you're first grade. It's just, but you know, we felt the need was huge due to the circumstances in this area, economics. And, you know, with AirTex, it's getting bigger all the time. Yeah. And we not only served Fairfield School District, we served people from Wayne City, Johnsonville.
Wow.
So it's... You know, and everything from preschool to college.
Well, you're looking at, if you look over the length of the county, length and breadth of the county, like you're talking about, you have the potential to serve, I'm thinking 2,000 kids, 1,000 to two, over 1,000 kids.
That would be awesome, but, you know.
I understand you're not going to do that.
Right.
At this point, it's not to that level.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the potential.
Well,
right?
We served 215 kids last year.
Wow.
That's 95 families.
How many was it the year before? You couldn't remember.
I can't. We didn't document. So
95 families helped. That's very impressive.
But you know, we would like for it to be able.
You
to
want to
accommodate.
Be able to do more.
Yeah.
Now? Do you have people? You don't want people to bring old backpacks, or do you? Or how? I mean,
well,
I've got a backpack,
we will take gently used backpacks. I don't want something that's got a layer of cracker crumbs inside of
you
it.
You want to clean it out first.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your notes out.
Your test from the year before, you know. That'd be great. Take them out of there.
Hey, but, I've got last year's history exam.
Or your disciplinary referral.
There you go.
Yeah, didn't get home.
Take your detention slip that you hid from your parents. I see. Yeah, those you find those, I suspect. Yeah.
But, you know, there are the resale shops here in town get those, and a lot of times they are in great shape. They even get new ones.
Oh, really?
Yes. And for a dollar or two, if people want to buy those and bring them to us, we'll be more than happy to take.
What other supplies? Yeah, what other?
Well, we'll take anything: pencils, pens, crayons, paper, notebooks, paper towels. They have to have paper towels and Kleenex, hand sanitizer.
You don't do any electronics, do you? Or do you? I don't know. I don't think.
No.
No, I didn't.
Well,
think.
Earbuds. We
earbuds.
Do the earbuds because the kids have to have those when they sit at the computers at school. They have to have individual earbuds.
Oh, really?
So that you don't get cross-contamination. So.
I had no idea. So what quality level earbuds are you getting?
We take anything. You know, you can buy them for a dollar at various locations.
Sure.
So. All the way up to however much you want to spend. So
that's pretty cool. How many earbuds do you get? I mean, if you're serving 200 kids,
not as many as, you know, not as much of that as we get of the rest of the supplies.
What would be, whenever you hear the Red Cross needing blood? I mean, school supplies and blood are kind of similar. In that. You have different types.
Correct.
And you might need more of one particular type of blood than others. What in particular type of school supply do you run shy of, or do you see a lack of that kids might really be a boon to them?
Earbuds, the notebooks we run out of.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to have, a lot of them have to have the folders, and they have to have 3 and 4 of the folders. So,
is it a folder for each class or something?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's for, but it's a 2-pocket folder, and we run out of that stuff.
Wow.
You know, the crayons, you can, a lot of times, local merchants will, Walmart, they'll run a real big special on the crayons, but they won't on the folders, and I don't know why. But it just is one of those deals that we try to fill a backpack with as much as we can.
I'll be darned. That's and when do you have any set times for receiving these?
Yes, we'll give those away from 9 to 11.
Well, that's when you're giving them away. But
yes.
Any set time to
receive
them?
Oh, no, we'll take them anytime. We actually have a cart at the east end of the hallway there, right off the parking lot, that's got a sign on it that says for backpack giveaway.
Is that right?
So people can drop off anytime.
That's cool. How often do you get those carts filled up?
Well, We've filled one up already, so, you know, and it takes a lot to fill it.
How's your stock? How's your stock so far this year in comparison to the last couple?
Well, Elizabeth Gonzalez went yesterday.
Now, who's she?
Oh, well, she's my...
Who is that?
She would be my oldest daughter, you know, and she is actually the youth director at the First United Methodist Church, but she went day before yesterday and spent $400 on school supplies.
How about
because that? Of monetary donations that we have received.
Well, see, now that's the thing. You're also taking monetary
donations
for these.
Absolutely.
Because with those monetary donations, that's where you'll find a good deal on backpacks.
Right. And we can fill the gap with, you know, with what we don't have with the money that comes in.
I'm talking with Donna Reaver. We're talking right now about the backpack giveaway. We'll go a little bit deeper into that we'll mention when it is. But I also want to get into this homecoming giveaway that is coming up in about a month or two. When we return here with Donna, you are listening to The Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm walking.
Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. My guest across the way is Donna Reaver, and we're talking about some of the giveaways going on. You know, that's the thing. We didn't mention, Donna, by the way, about how you come to know all this information about the kids. You work at the high school.
I do work at the high school. And, you know, having put children through the school system, I just know what it takes to get a kid going and enrolled in the school, you know. And it's last year, you know, you just... Every year you see more and more and more kids in need.
Yeah.
And it's not blatantly obvious, but there are kids that will come and say, you know, do you have X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. Talking about the school supplies.
School supplies. So, you know, it just grips your heart when the kids don't have.
Registration does take registration itself takes a pretty decent amount of money.
Oh, it takes a chunk. Well, when you take a student.
Because you got book fees.
Book fees are like, for the high school, they're $60.
Right.
Then if you've got a freshman and they're taking driver's ed, that's $50 on top of that.
By the way, since you mentioned driver's ed, we ought to take a moment. The loss of Tom Wickham is just.
It just upsets me so.
Just terrible.
He was a wonderful man.
Wonderful man. I wanted to take the opportunity to say that. Yeah, I meant to mention that earlier in the show, but I.
At FCHS with the loss of Mrs. Kinney and now Tom Wickham.
It's a tough summer.
It's a tough summer for us, you know.
Mrs. Kinney had already retired, right?
But so had Tom. Yeah. You know, but having worked with both of those people, you know, your life is so enriched by that.
Oh, absolutely, right.
They were just super nice people.
Tell me a little bit about, refresh me on when that backpack giveaway is so everybody will know.
Okay, August the 6th.
Okay.
It will be from 9 to noon that day. You just come in.
At the First United Methodist Church.
First United Methodist Church. Come in on the east side.
You don't have to be a Fairfield student.
No Fairfield student. There are no income guidelines. We do ask that you fill out a card for us so that we can have the statistics. You know, in this day and age, everybody wants to know where their money's going.
Right.
You know, and when you have monetary donations, you know, the church has a board that they have to answer to.
Sure.
So it's nice to be able to share that information with people
and the
community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
that's with us, too.
So that they know. And, you know, I'll put a plug in right now. The Chamber of Commerce is giving a
laptop
away for us. And there are various locations that are collecting school supplies. I'm just so excited by that. When Carrie called me the other day and I was like, okay, the last time you called me was a ruse. And she goes, no, this is legitimate this time. And I said, okay. So
she just wanted to make sure you showed up.
I know. But they have graciously offered to do this. And the retail merchants have no idea what this means to me and to these kids that are going to be recipients of these.
I don't have the list on me. I'll find it and we'll make sure we do mention before we get off the air today.
That would be great.
We'll make sure that we do mention where you can make these donations at. The backpack giveaway again, August 6th, that's Saturday from 9 to 12. Okay. You've done this your third year of that. You've also, the church has been doing homecoming dress giveaways.
And that is correct.
That includes homecoming/prom.
Correct.
I guess. What got you going at that? I mean, where did you get started with that? Because people think there's stores in town.
There are stores in town, and we don't do this to take away from the businesses. We want people that can actually afford to go in the stores and spend the money to do so. You know, our retail merchants are important to us.
Absolutely,
in this community.
Right.
You know, they support the schools in a lot of different ways and a lot of ways people don't realize.
Right.
But I had a young lady come in my office one day, and she needed a dress for homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her to one of the local merchants here in town, and we walked in, and she said, oh, Mrs. Reaver, can I just look around? She said, I've never seen so many beautiful dresses. Well, this young lady had limited income
couldn't
afford to buy the dress. We at the school, you know, came up with the money for her, you know, and it impacted me. And so
there's a better way.
Oh my gosh, gotta be a better way. So thinking of my girls, I knew that we had...
You've mentioned Elizabeth. Tell me who your other girl is.
My other daughter is Bridget Morey, mm-hmm. but I had dresses hanging in the attic that nobody was ever going to wear again. Right. I mean, it's not like you can go to the local grocery store in a prom dress. I mean, once it's worn and nobody else wants to wear it again.
I could.
Well, yes, you could. Absolutely. And we might have a dress to fit you.
Well, hey!
And I would love to see you in it. So I saw this need, and it was one of those things that people were in the same boat I was in. They had dresses hanging around, and they're like, you can't sell them. You can't resell them. People won't buy a used dress for what you've got in it.
Sure.
So I started taking up donations, and we take up shoes. We take up flowers, jewelry, any kind of accessory.
This is at the church, too.
It's at the church,
too. The First
United
Methodist Church here in Fairfield.
And we have racks and racks. Right now, we probably have 400 dresses.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. We will give away anywhere from 40 to 60 dresses during prom and or homecoming season. And that goes on all year round. Homecoming is not just limited to Fairfield.
No, Fairfield's homecoming is like second week of October.
Correct.
But then you look, Wayne City is going to have their homecoming later in the fall.
They do basketball season.
Yeah, and Sisney does theirs in basketball.
Right.
You have kids in Grayville, first week of the season is usually homecoming.
Absolutely.
In December. Edwards County will have their homecoming in the fall, but they'll have a prom. These kids have proms too.
But we've had girls come from Carterville, Salem,
really?
Flora, all over. It's not just kids in Wayne County, Edwards County. I mean, we've opened, when Kim Hutchison and I started that program, we sent out letters to all the area schools and let the guidance counselors know that we had that available. And there were kids that showed up. And it was, you know, that just grips your heart when some young lady comes in and said, you know, I don't have the means to buy a dress. I had a dad come in this year, and he said normally he spent several hundred dollars on his daughter's dress. He said, but he'd been laid off from the oil field, didn't have the money.
Right.
And I'm like, that's what this is for.
Well, you see, now that you mention it, you've got the oil field where oil price is down, layoffs
exactly.
all over the place. You've got Airtex with all the uncertainty. Now it's not too uncertain now.
Right,
everybody getting laid off of there. This is maybe just in time for some kids to have a lot of fun.
I agree. And also, people know that we are doing this, and it's a means for them to get rid of those dresses and do something good to help, you know, pay it forward a little bit for somebody else.
I got a question.
Okay. Make it easy.
It seems like to me 400 dresses, that's a lot of dresses.
It's a lot of dresses. But if you take a high school girl, and odds are she's going to go to homecoming 4 years, and a lot of the girls go to prom 4 years. They, of course, here they have to be asked by a senior.
Sure.
You've got 8 dresses.
Like
in my case, I would have had 16 dresses.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, based on
with your kids.
Yeah.
Because the kids don't want to wear the same dress.
No, they will not wear the same dress. But when these dresses go out of town, nobody has seen them. Nobody knows where they came from. And you know what? When you go out in public, you don't wear the price tag on that dress.
No. No.
I'll
ask the question. Let me first ask the first question I was going to ask, and then I'll ask the question later. But that other one just popped into my head. You've got these 400 dresses, and you say you're going to turn maybe 40 or 60 at each homecoming or prom. Maybe 100, 150 a year, right?
Right.
Do you ever think about it? Are there other communities doing this? I mean, like take a month, because I mean, there's no reason to have 400 dresses that are out of style.
That is correct.
Do you ever think about taking them to like Evansville or taking them to maybe you would be the prom dress missionary? How about that, Donna Reaver, the missionary of the prom dress, the homecoming dress missionary? You ever thought about that?
Well, so far, you know, only 3 years is
Clifford still has his CDL.
He does. But I also have a minivan, and you can't imagine how much you can pack in a minivan. You know, I could put a lot of things in a minivan with the seats laid down, you know. That's.
Do other communities do this? I guess that's my question.
Well, Olney, I had a lady contact me from Olney, and she, what she does is she has dresses. The one thing that, and it's free of charge, but the kids have to pay a cleaning fee, and they have to return the dresses.
Oh, really? Okay.
We do not ask for them. A lot of people will return them. But
well, I mean, they were donated dress anyway, right, so they figure that I've used it and I didn't sweat too much in it, so I'll give it
back. Let somebody else, you know. But, you know, we can clean them and turn them around. Or, you know, I would like to see a program where we – now, I know Evansville has a program over there where they do that, but they also have a program that kids can go – females can go and get school clothes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, now that's thinking too, because in your position, you're probably seeing, goodness only knows what you're seeing kids coming to school in wearing the same thing like a few days in a row. Because, I mean, that's what kids do to start with, for one thing.
Sure.
But then there's some kids that may not have a choice.
That's a fact. You know, they come with what they've got, you know.
Right.
And that's another thing that has been started at the school. We do have shirts and that kind of stuff in reserve, so if kids need some things, we are able to meet.
Do you
that
have
need.
Shirts for if the kids come in with a shirt that is objectionable?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Donna, you got to tell me before we get, I'll go to the break here in a minute. You got an objectionable shirt that you can tell me about that maybe did not pass muster?
Well, you know, if they come in with something like a beer logo or
naked
something,
lady, like, or something,
you know,
like,
something like that.
You ever have a kid? Give me the wildest shirt you've ever seen.
Well, it had a beer logo on it, is the one that I remember. And of course, you know, that's not acceptable. And so the choice is either turn the shirt inside out, change it at lunch, or we'll give you a shirt
that's
to put
nice.
On.
That's giving. I'm talking with Donna Reaver here. We're talking about the backpack giveaway as well as the homecoming dress giveaway. We'll be back with more on that as well as I'm going to ask her reactions to last March. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest is Donna Reaver. We've been talking about the backpack giveaway. It's going to be on August 6th from 9 to 12 at the First United Methodist Church. I don't think I even let you say when the homecoming dress giveaway is.
Okay, the homecoming dress giveaway will be September the 17th from 9 to 11 or 12.
Hold on a second. What are you doing? What are you doing having the giveaway here on Fall Fun Fest weekend? Aren't people going to have a tough enough time finding a place to park?
Well, if they come early at 9 o'clock, they should be able to get a good parking spot there at the church, and they can just stay there all day.
You know what I suggest? What I will suggest, although...
Tell me to move those dresses although
this
downtown.
Although this is 2 days after, by the way, the pageant. You know, they're having a pageant downtown on the Thursday night.
Yes.
So somebody might have wanted... Maybe they'll use an old dress or something for the pageant. But anyway, what I would suggest is that somebody come get a dress at the homecoming giveaway. And then go throw that on and, perform at the gong show.
Gong show. There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think that'd be
And we
perfect.
Could put a sign donated by
there you
on
go.
The front.
There you go. Yeah, donated from the homecoming giveaway.
Exactly.
Because, see, we're always thinking.
I know. I'm always trying to promote something, aren't I?
All right. My question to you is, the other question I came up with or was wondering, the last couple of 3 years, I don't know how long it's been, 2 or 3 years now, I've been asked to MC the high school prom here, right? We have the nice little drive-up thing. I've been doing it 15, 20 years, however long. Maybe 30 now, because Warkin started that years ago.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. my question is, there are probably 80 couples, 80, maybe 100, maybe 80 to 100 couples there. How many of those folks are wearing a dress that they may have... How many kids are wearing a donated dress?
I'd say between 35 and 40.
What I'm saying is there's no stigma to this.
No, there's no stigma. And you know, again, there's no label where it came from.
Right.
And if they come and get a dress, I'm not there to eyeball and make sure that they wear it to prom.
Right.
You know, it's on the merit system. You know, if you...
Well, I got to tell you, I've been there 2 or 3 years, and I don't keep an eye out for... I'm not the fashion police. I'm not keeping an eye out for saying, hey, look, I think I saw that orange number last year. Although, I think I did see an orange number the last couple of years.
Well, it probably wasn't the same dress. Truth be told.
You didn't have a pretty orange one? See, that's...
I'm sure we did.
I noticed the orange ones. That's
you would. University of Illinois, right?
Yeah. And I'm wearing an orange shirt
shirt, yes.
But I'm just teasing. But there's a lot of kids
kids that utilize that. And you know, if they don't go to our prom, they use it for boyfriend's prom in Sisney. This year... Fairfield and Sisney's prom was the same time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that. I didn't even realize that.
So, you know, if they come and get a prom dress, I'm not going to stand there and say, oh, check off, that one came through, check off, that one came through.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't care. That's not what it's about.
Before I get off of this, and let's remind folks again, it's September 17th.
Correct. From 9 to 11.
9 to 11 mm-hmm.
at the First United Methodist Church.
That's the big one on the corner of Delaware and First Street.
Uh-huh.
And again, you're not let's mention again, you're not doing this to try to you're certainly not trying to take away from local business.
No, I'm not. But, you know, a lot of those kids that have that desire to go to prom or homecoming just can't afford to go. And homecoming is expensive. You know, you buy tickets to go to the dance. You get your hair done. I mean, there's just various things that are ongoing there. And I don't want any of the merchants to think that that's what this is all about. It's to meet a need that otherwise wouldn't be able to be met.
You know what I'm going to do? If you don't mind, I'm going to play a little song for about 10 seconds.
Sure.
And I'm going to run and grab that list.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
That'd be great.
All right. I'll be right back on the Bruce Dickey Show after
this.
He's
really going to come back in a dress.
Tying a noose in the back of my mind. If you thought that you were making your way
See, now that wasn't bad.
Oh, looking good. Looking good.
Oh, I tell you what, I think taffeta looks good on me.
Oh, yes.
Spaghetti straps. Actually, that I must admit.
That's a line right out of Drew Carey, isn't it?
I must admit.
More of the Mimi.
Yeah, I guess so. I must admit, you may have heard, that's part of my, that's one of the favorite things I do every year in football booth. We'll go to these other schools, and they'll announce their homecoming candidates and attendance, and I describe. I'm like a fashion.
There you go.
I'm a fashionista. I'm good at this. That's daring. You know, something like that. I can. Look at that.
That vivid blue.
Vivid blue is just daring on that young lady. Donna hates me now.
No.
All right. You know, she mentioned earlier the Fairfield Retail Merchants, and you've got a lot of folks taking donations. You want to read some of those folks in there over there?
Oh,
in the
sure. Sure. We got Black's Fashion Flowers, Amy's Sweet Gallery, K&M Diner, Serendipity, Priceless Foods, Kincaid Hardware, Carnaby Square, Amber Marie's, Farmer's Daughter, The Willow Tree, Uniquely Rustique, the Fairfield Chamber Office, and Edward Jones, Andrew Williams. So I want to shout out to all those people for supporting the backpack program.
Yeah, you can donate school supplies there and enter to win that laptop, and that's just a real nice deal at all of those places. All right, let's get back to March. It was a day or two ago. Were you, ladies and gentlemen? I am sitting with the Citizen of the Year of the city of Fairfield. I got to know how the process worked. Whenever you found out, how did you find out that you were the Citizen of the Year?
Well,
I think I was sitting within this distance.
Well, Carrie Hulbert had called me and asked me if I would decorate for the dinner itself.
That was nice. You did a great job.
And I do that. So, you know, I said, oh, sure. I said, I've got a wedding, but it'll be Sunday afternoon. No problem. I'll come in and do it. So I did it. Or I told her I would. And so I got to thinking, well, I'm in the middle of play practice. You know, it was a Monday.
I'm going to be too busy for that.
It was Monday night, and I called her back, and I said, Carrie, I just really don't know if I can break up one night of play practice.
You're going to be able to decorate it, but you don't know if you can be there.
But see, she told me she would feed me for decorating, and I'm all about food.
Sure, absolutely.
So, but anyway.
See, this is going to cost Clifford a meal, too, though,
absolutely.
If you didn't go.
But anyway, I said, so she goes, oh, I really wish you would come. Well, then she got Mary John Lear on that, and Mary John goes, you are coming, aren't you? And I go, well, I don't know. And she goes, well, one of the girls backed out on helping sell tickets, and I need some help, blah, 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 blah. So they guilted me into coming. So I'm there, you know, and sitting there, and we eat, and the food those ladies at that church can cook.
Yeah, they did a great
job. It's awesome. It's awesome. But we're sitting there, and they're starting to read off the recipients' traits. The things that are going on, and I'm looking around, and one of the things that they mentioned was the fact that I came from a military family background, and so I kind of look around and I'm thinking,
Not a whole lot of family
sitting here, you know. And they had my mom and dad and my daughter.
So you didn't know anybody was in the back room?
No, knew nobody was back there. Not at all. Absolutely none whatsoever. And so
did those guys get a meal?
Yes.
Oh, good.
They did.
Good, okay.
And as I'm sitting there and they keep reading these things and I'm looking and I'm thinking, that's me.
See, I was sitting there. You know, everybody there tries to figure out as they're reading along who it is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there looking around, too. And, of course, the first one, first word is she. Is, I realize, okay, it's not me this year. I've been waiting for years and years and years to win that thing. You know it's coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And be sure you wear your taffeta dress when you do.
You know, I was kind of like that. We got through it. You've probably figured it out before I did, but certainly figured it out before I did. But yeah, I figured I guess you noticed people figuring it out too, right?
Or did No, I didn't, because I'm just like, I'm such a state of shock that, you know, I'm like, you know, you're just speechless. And
yeah.
And that's what I told him when I got up there. I am never, as you well know,
you're never
at a loss,
for
words.
No,
never.
No, you can
and
talk.
And that just really took me aback. I was very honored and I was very humbled by that, because you know what I do is not, it's not for that. I don't do it for the accolades.
Sure.
I do it because to meet a need.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about anyway. But I was just totally blown away by that, you know.
What did the rest of the family think? What were their reactions?
Well,
shocked too, I guess.
Shocked, yeah, I think. You know, I surprised that, holy crap.
We're living
really
with
is, she really is a good person. we really didn't think she could do something like that, you know? You know?
I always thought she was kind of a hag.
She's not that way at home. Yeah.
She's not a giving person at all.
As my husband would say, would you please leave me alone? I don't want to pick up the newspaper.
Well, congratulations on that success. And let's remind folks again, when the big backpack giveaway day
okay,
is.
The backpack giveaway will be August the 6th from 9 to noon. And then the homecoming dress giveaway will be September the 17th from 9 to 11.
And again, folks, you can donate school supplies to many of those retail merchants downtown. We've mentioned the list, but it's great programs, Donna. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great Wednesday.